it's really great as a municipal official to have an attorney general who is so proactive.
While Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister offered his thanks to State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, it was Schneiderman who thanked the Cataract City's Police Department for actively following up on tips and identifying those who are producing and selling synthetic drugs. They come with names such as K2 and Mr. Happy. But law enforcers and those in the medical field say synthetic drugs are more dangerous than traditional contraband. Dr. Mark Klementowski, emergency room doctor at Mount St. Mary's Hospital, says dealing with a synthetic drug patient can be downright dangerous.
In my experience, these drugs have a new heightened level of agitation and worsening violence than we've ever seen in the emergency department. It's put not only the patient's health at risk, but also the medics, the nurses, the physician's health and our lives at risk.
Attorney General Schneiderman says it's frustrating not necessarily knowing what's in the drugs, but because ingredients are not listed on the packaging, he's going after the makers based on their violations of consumer label laws.
I'm very proud of the fact that in this instance we've come up with something, this process of civil injunctions based on the consumer protection laws, that really is proved to be very effective. And I'm hopeful that other people will be using these techniques and other states will start to use them.
Schneiderman used this tactic to shut down a Lackawanna-based company known as Surrealistic Sensations, which sold its synthetic drugs online, coming in various forms, including candy. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.